I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things After Hours.
After Hours.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is a weird time to hop on.
Weird.
These types of episodes are typically reserved for our Patreon, patreon.com/streamingthings. But occasionally, and more often recently due to the strike, we throw them on the main feed. Just us bullshitting about what's going on in our day today, saying hello to all of our lovely listeners. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you do. Later on this week, or actually, most likely, you've already heard these two episodes. I don't know what the schedule is, but this week.
I think this is coming out on Friday, this one.
Yeah, so hope you enjoyed our coverage of Book of Eli.
Yeah, hopefully.
And our Hot Ones episode, or Thought Ones, I'm sorry.
Yeah, hopefully this isn't a Porse Mortem recording, because I'm sure I might be killed in that one.
Post-mortem, I think you said post-modem.
Modem, yeah. Well,
that's thinking, an IT term.
Yeah. If Andy were here yet, he would yell at me. He'd be like, dude, that's an internet thing, brah.
A post-modem? It's a modem made by Porsche. It's lightning fast.
How excited are you for the Thought Ones?
And that's weird because they know how it went when they're listening to this.
Yeah, and I think it would be kind of fun that they would be like, well, this is the prequel.
I'm not as scared as you.
I'm so terrified.
That's my ignorance, but I feel like it's going to be okay, you know?
Can you hold my hand and tell me that the entire time when we record later today?
Yeah.
It's going to be okay, buddy.
So we got eight sauces, right?
Eight whole sauces.
We're each going to have eight wings.
Yeah.
And you can just put like a dollop, right, of Daisy on each one.
Sure.
Like if you ever watched Hot Ones, like some people are just like, boop. And the guy who's interviewing him is like, oh, be careful with that one. That's too much, you know? He's pretty nice about it.
But we don't have that knowledge.
We need to be like the J-Law. Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Remember that?
What do you mean?
I think it's going to be fun. I'm really excited to have Andy back here. I know that.
Oh, I mean, I am too. I'm so jazzed about it. I love that dude.
Yeah, jazzed for Andy. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun. I'm really hyped for this Book of Eli conversation as well.
It's going to be a wild one. That's for sure.
Yeah, so that's fun. But
I hope you guys enjoyed those episodes that we haven't recorded yet.
Yeah, we're just hopefully it goes well. Nothing else has gone well the past couple of weeks. Not to be negative, I'm gonna put a positive spin on this.
Okay.
Did you know I'm not an astrology person, and I know that you're not either, right? As far as like believing that it has any like power over you, correct?
Yeah.
You don't.
I think it's fun, but I don't really think it's
sure.
Yeah.
However, I do want to point out, maybe coincidentally, I've had the worst couple of weeks of my year. Mercury is in retrograde until September 15th.
The proof is in the pudding, Chris.
I'm not a scientist, but there's potentially some causality there. You know, let me walk you through what happened.
Okay.
I know you already know most of this.
Take me on a journey.
But I'll just take the listeners on a journey of what old Kit has been up to.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody commented on one of my videos because he just discovered the video where I took the moniker Kit Laser, but he's been following me for a few weeks. And he said, hold up a minute. Did you change your name because of this video for a bit? And I just kind of said, yes.
I sure did.
I like to think he just unfollowed because now he knows I'm a psychopath.
And so I got a text from my sister who listens to the show periodically. She just randomly texted me last week like, hey, why is Chris calling himself Kit now? Like, I'm begging you to listen to the show,
Monica. Begging you to listen to the show.
I'm begging you.
Wow, her name's Monica?
Yeah.
You should change your name to Ross.
Ooh, well, I don't know. Why would you want to change your name to Ross?
A lot of millennials would appreciate that.
The worst Friends character.
That's true.
Oh, you just said that about my sister, bro. Are we going to have to fight?
You seem like you could be like a curator in a museum.
That's right. He was a curator in a museum.
He was like a dinosaur guy, whatever that's called.
Yeah, paleontologist?
Yeah, dinosaur guy.
Dinosaur
I'm
guy.
A fucking genius.
So he was an 8-year-old.
Kinda. So anyway, you guys know it's been a little weird. We're on strike, right? So 70% of my income the last month and a half, gone. Just trying solidarity. We're doing the right thing, right? Yeah. Podcast is doing well. We've got a lot of strong supporters and just really kind people that listen to this show.
Yeah, so strong. They can lift up heavy objects.
Yeah.
Very strong.
It's true.
Yeah.
And then TikTok's doing okay, but I can't take any, like, I won't take any, like, brand deals or anything. And, like, views are not stellar. They're not terrible, but they're not stellar. And in general, it's just a bummer to try to come up with some goofy ass idea every day rather than just reviewing the stuff that I've been watching. I am watching Ahsoka. I am watching One Piece. You know what I mean? So it's just like so annoying that I keep it to myself.
Yeah.
It's like if a tree falls in the forest, you know?
If Kit streams something in his living room, but no one's there to pod with him, does it actually happen?
No. The answer to that is no. So anyway, I'm already like out of sorts, right? And then this past Monday, you're listening to this Friday. So like 2 weeks ago, I wake up. My dog is covered in his own feces in his crate. And he's only in the crate because of his extremely high anxiety. He keeps like running around the house all night and it's dangerous for our baby because he could like jump on her or something. So we crated him. He's been doing fine for like a year and all of a sudden, not fine. Chewed through his crate. Like I came down, he was like fucking Bane busting out of a bondage. Like it was all mangled and shit. And he's just sitting there looking at me. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
We will light the fires of rebellion. You cannot keep me crated them much longer, father.
I would like a treat and some booping on the snoot.
Pardon me, but I seem to have come down with the zoomies.
Yeah, but he's covered in his own feces in the crate. And the whole house reeks of shit, as you can imagine. And I've got the baby by myself because she broke her fucking arm, like I told you.
Not the baby.
No. The mom. My wife broke her hand on a mechanical bull. I told you that. So she's getting an x-ray and a cast put on and shit. I got the baby by myself. The dog's covered in shit. I just let them both outside. Like, I don't know what to do. So like an hour goes by. She comes home, takes the baby. And I have to take. Now they're both covered in shit because they've been wrestling in the backyard. Take him in the driveway, give him both baths. Dobby slips out of his collar, goes running down the street. It was wild. And I'm in my shorty shorts chasing two shit-covered dogs down the street in the middle of the afternoon. And I'm supposed to be working. And so anyway, that's like, whatever. Okay, life goes on. I buy a new crate. I buy new dog beds. I mop the whole house. Everything's going to be okay. Take him to the vet. They say nothing's wrong. They give him stool hardeners and antibiotics. I wake up again Thursday, covered in his own shit. I don't know what's going on. I'm freaking out. And then the next day, I wake up. My phone's broken. Like the cellular is just not working. They say,
oh, geez.
It's just not dialing. It's not texting. I go into Verizon. They're like, hey, after hours of working on it, they're like, I don't know what's wrong. You're going to have to go to Apple. And I was like, what do you mean? Or we could reset the whole phone. You could lose everything. We could download what you do have on your iCloud. Hopefully it's been backed up recently. And that might work.
You're like iCloud?
Yeah, that might work. What do you mean? Like, yeah, I'm not for sure. I was like, that could take another couple hours. He's like, yeah, it's really unfortunate. I was like, just I'm gonna buy a new phone. And he's like, that's what I wanted you to say. You're a fool.
You idiot. It would have taken us 3 seconds.
Let me sell you an iPhone 14 3 weeks before the iPhone 15 comes out. So everybody knows you're a fucking idiot. Sign here, sir. And I did.
Did you really get the 14?
I had to. Mm.
And I work from my phone.
You should have gotten like a 9 and just lived with that for like 2 weeks and then got that 15.
It sucks. So much balls. But I get home and my wife's like, you know, Mercury's in retrograde. So it says a lot of technological issues are going to be happening. She's not like super into it either, but she's like, maybe look at this. And it just seems, you know, a lot of that stuff's been, I can't get right. Last night, I tried to play Fortnite. Steve, I know I'm ranting now. You can edit all this
rant
out.
At me, baby.
I tried to play Fortnite with my son.
It's been a fortnight since we played Fortnite.
My son only comes over a few days a week. And he's like, Dad, you want to play Fortnite? I'm like, you know, fuck yeah, I do, buddy. I get in, can't do the split screen because one of the profiles is logged out of PlayStation Network. What
does that even mean?
I don't even know. So I had to create a whole nother ass PlayStation Network account. Then I had to link it to an Epic Games account. I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Had to start a new one. Took me an hour just to get into a lobby with Fortnite. Technological issue. Mercury retrograde. Are you following me, Steve?
I think so.
I've been playing that Fortnite with him for years. No issues. All of a sudden now, when Mercury's in retrograde, there's an issue. Little sus. So, yeah. Here's the one benefit of that, though. Do you know what smurfing is?
No, I don't.
So smurfing, she's smurfing me in the parking lot. It's when you create an account that's brand new and you log onto a competitive online multiplayer game. And you're now in lobbies with everyone else who's never played before, quote unquote. But you do play all the time. So you can just dominate them.
Oh, you're just being a prick?
Yes. So I accidentally, in having to do that, I accidentally smurfed. And so me and my son are running around. They're like shooting at the sky, trying to figure out the controls. And we're just like, and that was fun.
Oh, I'm glad that you're able to take advantage of the people who did not know how to play.
Yes. Just to give myself a little bit of joy.
You know what? Mercury's in retrograde. They should have seen that coming.
They should have.
They should have.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's the lesson we can learn from this.
I wish you could like smurf your real life. Like you could just be 10 again, but with your 35-year-old brain, and you're just kind of smurfing life. Like, you guys don't know what's up. I do. I'm buying Apple stock. You know what I mean?
I'm buying Apple stock. Mm-hmm.
What else are we going to do? I'd probably still suck at life, even having done it before.
I do all the sports betting.
Oh.
Like, oh, this team went into the super playoffs.
I would just like sports. I would know.
Because
like,
you would know who's going to win and you can just make money off of it?
No, just be like, that's how you have friends and stuff, you know? Oh, yeah. So just at an early age.
That's true.
Throw a ball.
Dude, speaking of sports.
Uh-oh.
It's all fucking, it's a prank, right? Specifically.
Which sport?
Specifically, baseball. It's a fucking prank, right? Like, no one actually likes
My son loves baseball.
Are you kidding me?
Loves it.
I live in Kentucky, but I'm basically Cincinnati, Ohio.
Sure.
And to get to and from to work, to get to my girlfriend's place, to get to my parents' place, I have to drive because they're doing like some major work around on like the major bridge that's up here. I have to go through like the Roebling Bridge, right? And actually drive in between the two stadiums that are downtown. So the Red Stadium and the Bengal Stadium. And so this whole summer, I've had to deal with this phenomenon that is Reds fans trying to get into the Reds stadium. Mm-hmm. And it is a nightmare every time because no one knows what the fuck they're doing. They're all just like walking into traffic and I'm just trying to get to work, right? And Friday specifically, I got off work early because it's the holiday weekend, right? We're heading into Labor Day. So we left at like 3:00. And as I'm going through the city, because I have to drive through the city to kind of get to home, there's a ton of Reds fans just clogging up the streets, right? And so the traffic was really bad. So I'm like, oh, there must be a fucking game going on. Great. So I get home. It takes me like a half hour to get home, even though it's like a mile-long drive.
Right.
And then, so like a couple hours later, I leave to go to my girlfriend's house, and I get stuck in the traffic again. There's more Reds. There's even more people.
Is this a pedestrian issue or is this like?
But it's both.
Okay.
It's both cars and pedestrian. It's like everything. It's chaos.
Yeah.
And now I'm like.
It's chaos.
And so my first thought is like, did the game end? But no, they're all walking towards the stadium. Like, is there a second game?
Was it the doubleheader day?
I don't know because I don't follow baseball at all. No, because
the doubleheader was in California, I'm pretty sure.
I don't follow baseball at all. So I have no idea why. And this was like hours apart. So I have no idea why there was so much congestion and it just got me ranting and raving. Cause I'm like, None of you all like this. I know you all go to the Red Stadium, don't watch the game and just get drunk and buy all the conies and pizza and all the shit that they have down there. Mm. That's why when you go to a baseball stadium, you go to a baseball stadium and they've got shit like, hey, we know this sport's boring as fuck. Here's a playhouse. Here's a nightclub. Here's a DJ. Here's where you can buy reefer. Here's all the beer. Here's all the local food. We know you're not watching the sport because it's boring as fuck. So I'm always this flabbergasted when there's like a ton of people, and I don't want to gatekeep because, you know, love what you love. I just don't understand it.
Andy's a big baseball fan.
I know he's a big football fan. Is he a big baseball fan?
He likes the balls.
My gosh. It's so funny.
So it's about statistics. People that love statistics, mathematics, maths, enjoy baseball.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's the prank. Like, you love the math. You don't love the sport. Right? You love the numbers.
They do, man.
You don't want to watch Joey India or whatever his name is hit a ball.
Jonathan.
Did I get his last name right?
Jonathan India. Yeah.
I'm going to live off that high.
He's a handsome man, too.
He is a handsome man.
That's why I can't watch baseball. He's got that long hair,
right?
Yeah. I get too turned on. Like, all the bats and balls and hot dudes.
Grabbing their crotch.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Don't spit. Oh.
Every inning, they're like, all right, we got to keep the crowd drummed up. Get Gapper out there to do something stupid.
I took Mason to a couple games. We had a good time. I like to leave around the sixth, seventh inning. I think everybody does.
Yeah.
Sometimes they hit
you're bored of the game.
Sometimes they hit the balls, you know? It's a little too hot out there for me. But now that my son plays baseball, I've learned a lot from playing MLB The Show 2023 with him on PlayStation.
As you do.
Yeah. And I actually understand the game. There's rules that I wasn't aware of. And, you know, it's like anything. I was thinking about this the other day. With everything in life, if you learn enough about it to understand like why it's difficult or like the nuances of what's going on, it's way more enjoyable than to a layman, right? Like, for instance, most people see 10 movies a year max, and they other than that, they rewatch the same 200 movies their entire lives.
Yeah,
right? Everybody mostly kind of enjoys movies, but they would love movies as much as I do if they knew about if they've tried to make one and knew how difficult it was, if they knew about cinematography and, like, you know, Dutch angles, if they knew like the finer points of screenplays and writing in general and stories and like the act structure, if they knew like what a musical score did and how it's all tied in and on and on and on and on. I'm still a baby when it comes to that stuff, and I've been studying it for 15 years, you know? So,
yeah.
But they would have my passion if they cared to learn all that stuff, right? And so it hit me that, like, if I cared about football at all, if I, like, learned how difficult it was to perform this play and that this play was first invented by this guy and it was in the championship from this team and this team used to be over here and... Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, because
I would be so hyped because I understand what's going on every level. And like, I have so much respect for like the skill at play.
Yeah.
And it has a heightened theatricality at that point for me, you know?
Oh, for sure. Because, I mean, you talk about it all the time that like neither of us are sports people, but sports documentaries are always great.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Because sports are always, I mean, if you broaden the scope and look at it from a larger point of view, like it's all like a ton of personal stories happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And the personal stories is what's interesting to me. It's just the actual game is typically the least interesting thing to me. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Stream Fiends. Over here at Streaming Things, we like to give a special shout out to all of our members of our Patreon, but we want to specifically shout out our super patrons for the month of August. So thank you, Becky Ledusky, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Giancarlo Gasparin, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Professor Beth RN, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, The Pedal Peddler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen the Fifth, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
I think I talked about it a couple years ago when the Bengals made it to the Super Bowl, because I watched that at Andy's house. But I watched like 5 or 6 games that year in the playoffs, or maybe all of them. I don't even know how many there are. but like I watched a lot of Bengals games for the first time since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I really had a good time. And in fact, I was super into it. And my wife was like, stop yelling. You don't even care. You're embarrassing. Because I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like I was like into
fair weather fan.
I was into it.
You bandwagoner.
Wait, yeah. But really what it was I got wrapped up. There was a story being told.
Yeah, it was.
And I was unaware.
And I felt that as well, because I was rooting not so much for the Bengals itself, but I was rooting for the city, because I felt like Cincinnati needed that.
Like, wow, we hadn't been to a Super Bowl in, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
We hadn't won the second playoff
game. We haven't been a good team like my entire life.
Yeah. And my dad was a huge fan, and he's passed away. And I started thinking about how incredible it would be for him to witness this.
Yeah.
And we were such underdogs, like the whole why not us slogan, right? I got wrapped up in the story being told. And so then I was able to focus on the individual games, and the ball would snap. They would throw. It's, you know, it's like a struggle in 10-yard bits, you know? And I started to, and I'm like, you know, super gay. So it's just like the men wrestling and all that stuff. That's fine. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm honest with myself. Whereas like
let me get in the pile. I want to get the ball.
Like the toxically straight dudes that are act like that's not why they're watching. That's not me. I can enjoy it on every level.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, tight end. I get it. Mm. And so I really had
a wide receiver.
Ooh. just be open about it, my friend. Dang. I, Yeah, so I had a really good time watching football that year. And I didn't watch the next year. That's probably why they didn't do as well.
Isn't that this year?
No, because last year they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. But it is fun when you like, and I had just, now imagine, Steve, follow me.
I'm following you.
Imagine.
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
You had a couple brewskis.
Mm-hmm.
You have two fantasy football leagues.
I have two this year.
That you signed up. Oh, would you do that?
Yeah.
How fun would that be to watch the game? It gives you like an invested reason to watch every, not just your team, but every game, because you want to see how your players are doing for your little basic D&D video game style version of football. I'm just saying, like, I get it. I get it's not me, but I get it for the first time in my life.
Oh, Wes, here's the thing. We're talking about football. I get football.
You just specifically hate baseball.
I hate baseball.
It's the most American sport.
We had a job outing, like a social function, where as a company, all of us went to a Reds game one afternoon, and it was so,
'cause it's so cheap. Every company does that.
Yeah, it's so cheap. Yeah. And so, and how many of us were there? There was like 8 or 9 of us. It's a pretty small company. And we went into the game, and I had to drive separately for some reason from everyone else, because I think I was like trying to wrap something up job wise. And so I got stuck in traffic. So it took me like an hour to find a parking spot and get into the game. And so I was already pissed, because I'm just like fucking move, get out of here. I just need to park. Let me go. And so when I show up to the, I show up with everybody, they're at like the clubhouse or whatever it's called, and everyone's got their drinks. They're like, hey, Steve made it. And I'm like, I fucking hate baseball. I'm just like this like angry little curmudgeon.
He's an angry elf.
I'm ruining the vibe, just absolutely ruining the vibe. And then finally, like, someone gives me some alcohol and I drink. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean any of that. I kind of did, but I didn't want to bring the vibe down.
Let's party, give me a hot dog.
And then we proceeded to not watch the game at all. We just drank and ate.
Yeah, it's
like,
a very,
people would start cheering like, yay.
It's a very dull sport at times. There's no, I think even they know that, right?
Like, that's why every end like, all right, everyone stand up, like, and start stretching.
One of the most athletically impressive things in baseball is probably pitching a no hitter, right?
Yeah.
Which is, even though it's the most impressive thing that can happen, it is simultaneously the most boring thing in the world. 'Cause that means, right? Nobody hit the balls.
Yeah. I don't want to take away from, like, I don't think that like there's no merit or skill in baseball.
No,
I don't think that at all. Like, to be a pitcher is incredible, to be able to hit the ball the way they do. Incredible running that fast and like coordinating, throwing the ball to each other to tag people.
They're
out.
Athletes.
Yeah. That stuff's always incredible. It's just not a visually,
I don't think,
interesting thing to watch.
I don't think baseball's boring is a hot take. I don't think you need to be worried.
Okay.
I don't think you need to be worried. I was just saying, I kind of
like, there's,
you
know, golf, and then baseball's like above it just a little bit for me.
Okay. I was just saying, baseball's worse than golf?
No, baseball's no, no. Golf is the bottom of the barrel. Golf is the, why are you even playing this? Why is this a sport we all agree is a sport?
You know what I think we should watch more is tennis.
Yeah. I watch tennis. Boom, yeah.
Bang, boom, boom. That's a lot.
Yeah. Tennis is great.
Especially
fucking curling is great. Give me some curling.
You like curling?
Yeah.
Do you watch the Olympics?
I try to.
When I was a kid, I used to. I don't.
I watch the Olympics, but more because, like,
you summer or winter guy?
It doesn't really matter.
Really?
It doesn't really matter to me.
I feel like you don't watch the Olympics then.
Why?
Because I feel like you should have a snow or not snow preference.
I think, you know, when I do watch the Olympics, it just so happens that I'm watching.
You can't have both.
Well, it just so happens I usually watch winter, because winter Olympics are the ones that are like, whoa, what is this sport? Where they're like, you know, they got the skis, they're traveling, and then they just pull out a rifle and start shooting shit and get back on their skis.
You know why I like the, did you ever play those games on like Nintendo 64, maybe even before that?
Oh yeah,
I think it's like Super Nintendo.
A bunch of mini games for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those.
Press A really fast and run faster.
Like the swimming events and like the jumps. Oh man. Yeah. I used to play an Evel Knievel game a lot. It just hit me out of nowhere too.
Evel Knievel.
Yeah, you try to make the jumps. It was on computer. Boop. And I pressed the arrow key.
Was that as like, oh, make the jump. Press E to jump.
Yeah, it was like there was maybe 4 buttons. Yeah, I'm not an Olympics guy anymore, but I get it.
The Olympics, I think
as a fan of Cool Runnings, it just makes the winter ones better.
You like the bobsled team?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Olympics I usually watch because there's like this naive sort of like, wow, the world can get along sort of hope that comes with watching the Olympics. And then as soon as the Olympics are over, you read all the stories about how they destroyed a nation to make the Olympics or they like enacted slavery to build the stadiums that they all competed in that year. It's like, ah, maybe the world can't get along. Mm-mm. What did Russia do this year? Oh, man.
Well, it's one thing you realize as you get older. It's like, you know, for every orgasm, somebody got fucked.
That's true.
That's a terrible analogy. Because sex can be enjoyable for two people.
What's the Team America analogy?
Where I haven't seen that in so long.
There are two types of people in this. Or no, there are dicks and assholes.
There are
three types of people. There's vaginas, dicks, and assholes, and pussies hate asshole or pussies hate dicks because they fuck pussy. But everyone hates assholes because they shit on everybody.
It's true. Like, so true. That could have been a Patreon movie, but you guys screwed that up.
Hey, I'm sure that movie will get nominated.
I'm ready for a rewatch. I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
I know there are some jokes that have not aged well at all in that movie, but you know,
we didn't make them. We're just watching them.
Yeah.
We're super appropriate here on Streaming Things.
Matt Damon.
I like Matt Damon. I never understood that joke.
I like Matt Damon too.
He's a good guy. Seems like it. I don't know.
I just think it's like a very random, like maybe they couldn't find someone to do the voice and someone just jokingly said that and they thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Cause it is funny. Well, cause it's so random.
Isn't it piggybacked off the idea? No, that's the opposite actually. Was it Family Guy or South Park that made the joke that Ben Affleck was just smoking weed and farting while Matt Damon was writing the Good Will Hunting script?
I think that might have been South Park did that first. And he was
put my name on this. And he's like, what? Anyway, that's funny. They both seem like pretty good guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Terrible segue. Planning on going to Fantastic Fest at the end of the month.
Oh, fantastic.
So I will be it's a film festival in Austin. And that means I can't record. Probably, I don't know what day that is. The 21st is a Sunday? No, that's a Thursday. Like the 25th or whatever.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. Yep, but yep, yep, yep. Super good. A lot of movies premiering, world premiering there. I've never been to a film festival before. I'm super stressed.
You've never been to a film festival before?
Not like a big one, like one of the big 10 or whatever.
What's the biggest one you've been to before this?
None. I've been to local ones, like ones with you, like we're talking Oink.
The Oink Film Fest? Hell yeah. The Oink lives on, baby.
I was in a winning film at Oink.
Oink lives.
Winter film, you know, like not big ones.
Yeah. The 48-hour film competition.
That's why I said I'd never been to one. Not really. Like that's how I would describe that.
They're fun, man.
I hope the strike's over by the end of the month for many reasons. Like yeah. I would like to start making money again, but also I would like the actors to be there. That'd be fun because Peter Dinklage would be there.
Yeah. Petey Dink?
Yeah, Petey Dinkies. The Toxic Avenger is going to premiere there. Macon Blair's remake of that movie.
Oh, shit.
And Peter Dinklage is in that one. Thomas and McKenzie might be there, I guess, because Eileen's going to be there. A bunch of good movies. No matter what, I'll get to see other like movie content creators and meet them and stuff. And I'm nervous. Network. Every time I try to buy tickets and hotels, it's like $1,800 and I'm really broke right now. And I'm like, you have to channel Steve and try to find a good deal. So I've been doing that for days. And
me. You got to channel Erica.
This is so.
Get on Expedia, Priceline, all those.
I'm on that right now on my laptop. I was before we started recording. I was like, Priceline.
Where's it at?
It's in Austin again.
It's in Austin?
Yeah.
Any Austin listeners want to open up their home?
Not even that, because somebody offered that. And I'm like, that's awkward. I don't want to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to shit and be like, hi. Just gonna go in here, you know, like that's not gonna make the trip fun for me, even though that would save me so much money.
Yeah, there's an added pressure to it.
I'd rather go into debt than like blow up a stranger's bathroom, you know.
I don't know. Some people who listen might be like, oh my God, Kit Laser just wrecked my bathroom.
I would like to meet the chef.
No one go in the second bedroom bathroom, okay?
No, I shit in the bedroom.
You pull a Dobby in their bedroom.
You just got Kit Lasered. That's what I say.
His shit sound like that. Wow.
Every time I fart. Boom. Pew. No, that's not true, unfortunately. So anyway, and also I want to show the listeners this. I got the tattoo, but I didn't. So I never told you guys. I went to my tattoo artist, and that's his interpretation of Vecna. and he was supposed to put like a band. It's not done, but he was supposed to put like a Fiends Don't Lie or some kind of, because you guys said that you would pay if I got a Streaming Things tattoo. And I told him like 10 different things that I would do that I'd be okay with. And he's like, yeah, for sure, for sure. Let me smoke a doobie real quick. And he does a great job. Like, he's done all, you can't see anything, but he's done all my work. I've got great tattoos. Thanks to him. Like, it's not even a compliment to me. It's like he put good art on me.
That's, yeah, his vision.
And this time it just, it's a decent tattoo and it's not done. And it will be cool, but it is not enough of a podcast tattoo for me to hit up the patrons. Like, I did it. So I've kept it to myself out of embarrassment. Like, in no way would I charge you guys for this. This is not what you told me to do. But at the same time, it's kind of a bummer because it's one that I got for that reason I wouldn't have got otherwise. And it's like, dang, I'm really in a pickle here. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I never told anybody that, but I didn't forget the tattoo. It's just half done and I don't think you're going to like it. So I haven't mentioned it. And now, well, I'm just, that's the Mercury shit. I'm telling you guys, retrograde. Well,
keep plugging away at it because, you know, it's an unfinished piece of art. Maybe once it's finally done and all the love and passion and creativity is put into it, maybe it'll be something that you are proud of, that you want to show off, that you want to hit up for money.
I could just get a mural of portraits on my back. Just have Enza and Casey there.
I think, yeah.
Screamo sisters.
That would be appropriate.
You know, just all over.
There's Ricker back there.
Ruben Cruz is Ruben. Going on the butt cheeks.
Oh, no, Stant needs to be on the butt cheeks.
Okay.
He would be so happy about that.
Okay.
Did you see he named his cat after you?
No.
He got a new black cat, and I forget its full name, its middle name is Laser.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
A kitty cat.
Yeah. Cute little cat.
Kitty Laser. Is that what it is?
It should be. Now that you said that, that's genius.
That's obvious, right?
It's Kitty Laser.
Kitty Laser. I like it. I like it. You guys are adorable.
I love them. The Fiends are the best, man.
Yeah. So anyway, been a lot of ranting and crying like little bitches on this episode.
I know. It has been. We should like end on a positive note. Some sort of positivity that isn't like my penis.
Oh, I'm going to sun. It's so small.
Why is it gotta be thicker than tall long?
You got a chode?
It's a chode.
I'm going to Sundance and maybe taking you. I'm working on that. I'm having a call with them on Tuesday. And that's far enough away where I don't have to worry about hotels or flights or anything yet and how poor I am.
Yeah, we can actually properly plan that. This point is pure
excitement. It's pure excitement.
Dude, I'm excited. I hope the Sundance thing goes through because that's something we can properly plan for. Yeah. Like I can get special equipment so we can record over there.
Everyone will be there. It's the 40th anniversary of Sundance.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big deal.
Hopefully the strike will be over by then too.
It's Utah. We're both Mormon.
Yeah.
So we'll feel at home.
I get to go to the church and be like, hello.
All of our wives can come.
Yeah. Ladies. Sister Beth, Sister Margaret, Sister.
I know we always have a hard time figuring out what movie to watch. I have good news for you. Because one of them is a Pride and Prejudice fan. Well, two of them are, but one's 2005 and one's the 90s miniseries with Colin Firth. And they can never agree, right? One's like super into the MCU.
And one's super into David Lynch. We don't talk to her.
One just watching Investigation Discovery murder docs constantly. Super depressing.
Dude, that reminds me. Did you ever watch the documentary on Netflix? It came out in 2021 called Murder Among the Mormons.
No.
It's just it's about like a series of like, I think car bombs or something that happened.
Dang.
Amongst
they like have cars. I'm thinking of the Amish.
You're thinking of the Amish, but there's this one dude, they keep interviewing him. Like, do you remember Paul Bearer? The guy who would like
the Undertaker's buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember how he talked?
Yes.
So they keep interviewing this dude who's in like, he's like a heavy set man. He kind of looks like imagine Winston Churchill with like a 3-piece suit.
Oh, fight them on the beaches.
He's got like one of those like Southern Belle, like, kerchiefs that he would pull out of his pocket and dab his forehead.
Yeah, when you're a little sweaty.
And he was like, this man would come around every day and try to threaten people about the faith. And like, they kept coming back. And I laughed every time. Like, there was a car bomb.
He's sweaty. He's
dabbing his forehead. Every time someone brings up Mormons now, I think of that dude. He is the avatar for the Mormon faith, unfortunately, because of this documentary.
I need to watch more of those docs, everybody loves.
There's some wild ones. Like
I saw the one with the guy that jacked off his buddy.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yeah.
That's one of the most wild documentaries I've ever seen.
I worked in sales at that time, and my sales manager would always call me into the office and go, I need relief.
I just need relief. That's one of the most, I'll never forget watching that documentary because it started off with me like, because my ex wanted to watch it and she always wanted to watch documentaries I did not give a shit about. Uh-huh. So like we're sitting on the couch and I'm not paying attention at all. And then all of a sudden, like that story starts being told. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Wait, what?
Hold on.
Rewind.
I just like, wait. And then like the rest of the experience was just both of us like, what? What? What?
Wild times.
Check that out. Abducted in Plain Sight. That is a wild ride.
That was a post Tiger King too. We were on a ride that summer. That
was
year.
That post Tiger King? I thought that was like 2019 because I think I was living
in. Is that pre Tiger King?
Yeah, because I was living in Union, Kentucky when that came out, and that was
Stranger Things season 3.
Here, let me look that up.
Union, Kentucky.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Veterans will know that's where we did season 3.
Oh, so Abducted in Plain Sight is a 2017.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Documentary.
Oh dear.
Dear my goodness.
That was like,
in 1974, 12-year-old Jan Broberg is abducted from a small church
in
community
sight.
In Idaho by a trusted neighbor and close family friend.
Mm, very close.
That family friend fucked both parents.
Disturbingly close. Yeah, that was wild times. So that's something exciting. Not that documentary, but Sundance.
Yeah, Sundance will be really cool if that happens. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, they said.
Well, actually, by the time this comes out, we'll know for sure, right?
Yes, because, yeah. Okay, I have press credentials and they said they want to talk to me on the phone Tuesday and I'm going to talk to them about getting you some credench so that we could do podcast stuff or even if nothing else, just you come with me and we can do some cool stuff, take footage and because I'll have access to interviews and that we could use throughout the year and stuff like that, all kinds of stuff, you know? So that's what we're looking for. That's January. When that'll go down, Sundance. So, and it's really neat. Like, I've never done this before. It's like Fantastic Fest will be like a smaller version of that. It's a genre. I don't know if you're too familiar with Fantastic Fest. It's a lot of horror and crazy genre films, but there's also like nightclubs and concerts and craziness in general there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be like it's like Hellmouth.
A good time.
Yeah. Except I'm going alone. So,
oh,
like, I'm sure I'll meet people, but like, I don't drink. I'm not a super people guy,
but like I'm sure you can throw the light up for the fellow TikTok influencers and they can assemble, right?
Well, yeah, I've got
you can on your left, Sydney Volpe or the,
yeah, Sydney's going to be there.
the boys from,
I don't think the Raiders are going to be there.
Raiders will be there.
I don't think so. Cinema Joe will be there. Sydney will be there. Another friend of mine, Peyton, is going to be there. He lives in Austin. But I still feel like odd man out. Like they've all been to this festival together before. You know, so I still feel like, hi, kind of guy.
Hello.
Hello. So anyway, it's whatever, but it'll be fun. But
hey, after you go this time, then you'll be in.
Yeah, I'm in. That's what I keep telling them. Because last night I was looking at ticket prices and hotel prices, and I literally was like, I'm just not going to go. Jax was like shitting on the floor again, and I was like, I can't do this. And then I got up to turn the light off, and I thought to myself, no, this is where winners are made.
Yes.
You know, moments like this are all the coolest, most enjoyable things in life. And you can just say no to these kinds of things frequently because there's plenty of reasons not to. Or
I think Andy's here.
Huh?
I hear dogs barking.
My dogs are barking. That's why. It's because I took a hike. You know how people where we're from say that when their feet are tired? My dogs are barking.
My dogs are barking.
We'll use the dogs barking as a cue to end this.
There you go.
There you go.
Andy's here.
Yeah. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Look forward to all that coverage. We're going to have some hot, hot, steamy hot takes. Hope you enjoyed the Hot Ones episode and the Book of Eli coverage. That's all the time we have for right now because there's dogs barking. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this was Streaming Things After Hours.
After Hours. Andy! Third breaker in the house! Save the children!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.